Life Church, Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. I'm still reading in the book of Judges, in chapter 2 and chapter 3, and just kind of reading on and been reminded of the grace of the God of Israel, our Father, in the midst of the nation of Israel abandoning their God, the God that brought them out of Egypt. Not only did the nation of Israel abandon their God, they went ahead and worshiped other idols. They went ahead and said, you know, we're going to say no to the God who brought us out of Egypt, and yes to the things that were around them, other gods that were around them, brought in by other nations, other people groups. So as they would marry, their hearts would be turned away. And or they'd be going along and something would distract them and they would say, okay, well, maybe we're going to go journey down this road for a while. Sometimes if you read through Judges, you'll find it 8 years and it's going to be 18 years. And whatever the time frame is, something happens. The people of the Lord recognize the choices that they made, and their God always welcomed them back. So, you know, if you read in chapter 3, it's, you know, 18 years that they said, oh, well, you know, we're going to go ahead and enjoy this for 18 years. But when they would cry out to the Lord, he would rescue them. So it's a reminder as we think about today. For me, I'm asking myself, what are the areas of temptation? What are the areas that I might be being distracted in? What are the things that I'm considering that could possibly bring me hope? And also being reminded that I'm so thankful that Jesus doesn't give up on us. And when we stumble and fall, we can come back to him. And it's not, it's you, it's the same sin. He welcomes us back really with open arms. And as I was thinking about that, my heart is grateful. But also I was wondering, what are some things that I can put in place or be aware of as I go about even today? And so one of the verses that came to my mind was 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. And, you know, you probably can quote it. Resist him, stand firm in your faith, knowing that the same, that's 9. Be sober minded, be watchful. Your adversary prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, stand firm in your faith, knowing that the same kind of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. So being aware that there's a battle going on today, being aware that I have the opportunity to identify that battle, resist that battle, and know that if I continue down that road, that destruction will take place. There's no way that that's not going to take place. So the 1 Peter 5:8 verse came to my mind. Another thing that came to my mind is, and I realize you know this one, is Psalm 23, but what does it look like for us to rest well in the middle of all that's going on in our lives? So life is going pretty fast. Battles come left after, you know, one after another. Where do we find that window that we rest? Where do we find that window that we pause, reset our heart and soul, take a deep breath, spend some time in prayer, and then, you know, continue on? So I think that's an important piece for us. And you can, you know, look at Psalm 23 for that one. And I think if we're honest, just less time on our devices, less time with our computer, our phone, our iPad, whatever it might be, your Kindle. There's so many options now. And so less time on those things and more time just, you know, praying, or Psalm 1, meditating on the truth of the scriptures. And so I know that it's something that's not you know, wow, that's a something I've never thought about before. But just reminding us that as we watch the nation of Israel go along, oh yeah, God, you're not good enough. Oh God, we need you. We have that same tendency, so let's be aware of those things and not look in judgment, but then ask ourselves, how can we be less and less attracted by the things of the world? And so we have to set up some guardrails for that to happen. So be praying for you today. Thank you, Jesus, for this group that are listening on our Let's Talk ministry. May it be an opportunity for us not just only to listen, but then to set up some guidelines and boundaries and opportunities for us to grow, to be honest with you and say, okay, I want to take a growth step here. Help me, Jesus, in this area of our life. And so we thank you for this new day. Excited about it. And so give us strength today, Jesus, your name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for joining us on our Let's Talk.